Thank you very much. Please sit down. So my name's John Holmstrom. Excellently pronounced. And you could probably work out, my mother's Swedish, and I decided to take a name when we got married. I'm the chief executive of Turning Tides, and what I wanted to do is just say a little bit about myself. I did want to think a little bit about the gospel we heard this morning and what that means for us this morning and for the work of the charity. And then I will say a little bit about what we do. But I'm absolutely thrilled that the diocese chose our charity to be one of the charities for this Lent. And I understand that you've actively engaged with some of our Lent challenges. And I thank you very much for that. So, anyway, a little bit about myself. Now, I actually, as a teenager, felt called to be a priest in the Anglican Church. And I went and studied theology at Oxford. I was a World Council of Churches scholar at Lunds Universitet. And I got through what's called ACCM, and I got a place at Ordination College. But the church very wisely said, I think you're a bit wet behind the ears. Go and get some work experience. So my sister had a house, and she needed it looking after, and I came down to Brighton. And there I started working at a place called Brighton Housing Trust in the mid-80s. And that was working with homeless people in an advice centre. And my vocation shifted. Because I started working with people who had nowhere to live, who were at risk of homelessness, were scared and frightened. But I saw that poverty and that sheer fear. And how could you build a full spiritual life when you haven't got the basics? And my vocation shifted. And I've worked in homelessness since then. A big blessing came about just over 5 years ago, when Worthing Church's Homeless Projects, as my organisation was then called, was seeking a new chief executive. And I applied. And thankfully, they appointed me. And what was really lovely is actually those two parts of my life, that sense of what's God calling me to do, which has been about getting people out of homelessness, out of poverty. But I can also now do this and talk about it in a faith setting. And I was thinking about then the gospel today. What does this say? I was reflecting on the incarnation. Because how could a God approach things? What sort of Messiah could he have sent? And what we see in the temptation was Jesus rejecting the easy way. I think in particular when he's shown a glimpse of all the kingdoms and he could have had the glory and the authority just to sort it all out. He resisted that. But the other thing for me it spoke to me is extremes. He had not eaten for 40 days. You know, I'm actually at the tail end of a tummy bug, and I've not eaten very much in recent days, and I think, well, 40 days, and you're disoriented, but in that extreme, he was very, very clear to resist that temptation, and then what does he go on to do? He teaches about a kingdom of God that is such a different kingdom that anybody had thought would be the case. It's a kingdom which is for the most excluded, for people who are poor, lepers, mentally ill, women, people who are unpopular. The least shall be first and the first shall be least. But the important thing he gave a sense of hope. With the kingdom, something better happens. There will be better times. And I very much feel for us as our charity, is how do we give hope that there is a sense of better times where for our clients who are homeless, there is a lot of bleakness, a lot of sense of stuck in a cul-de-sac of problems and you cannot find your way out. So we decided to change our name to Turning Tides from Worthing Church's Homeless Projects. And that was very much a sense of how can we create a sort of feeling of shift, the turning the tide of the wars we have. But also at a personal level, how people can regenerate. And the other thing that was important to be really clear is about ending local homelessness and putting our clients and communities at the heart of that. So what have we been doing? And why does an organisation called Worthing Church's Homeless Projects now turning to end up in Horsham? Well, we big problems in Worthing. You probably, if anybody goes there, will see people sleeping rough. There were about 35 people over a year ago sleeping rough. And we have been making progress against that over the recent year, mainly due to the fact that one of our supporters gifted a 38-bed project for 5 years, free of charge, as a local developer. And that meant we, at a stroke, could get some of our most challenging clients off the streets, and the numbers now are in the low 20s. So it shows that even though rough sleeping numbers have gone up by two or three times in the last 5 years, it is staggering. We can make progress. But what we did notice in the surrounding areas, firstly in Littlehampton, but then Horsham, and then more recently Mid-Sussex, there are a small number of rough sleepers. But it was very under the surface. So you're probably aware of some when you go in the town centre. But because towns like Horsham, but also in Mid-Sussex, if you're East Grinstead, the numbers are relatively small. And towns don't like, on the whole, there's a kind of allergic reaction. They're not our own. They're not to do with us. But because the smaller numbers, there isn't the critical mass, if I could put it, of, you know, which then give rise to charities like us, Stone Pillar and Crawley Open House. And it felt really important that we should see if we could start something. And we've been working over 3 years. Horsham Matters were really important to us. And we refer into the Winter Night Shelter, which some of the churches help run. And we now have two outreach workers who wish on a weekly, every week we have a drop-in at the Salvation Army where 20 people go. And they now have started to engage. We think we know most of the people who sleep rough in the Horsham area. But also, about 3 years ago, we opened up two recovery houses, and we've got four beds in each. So we actually got some specialist homes, and we have volunteers. Our big challenges is finding a proper permanent hub, and then obviously developing more housing. But we're in here for the distance. So what I wanted to do was just to think about a couple clients. One is a guy who this is a story from just over a year ago, who's a heroin addict, and he'd been sleeping in a tent. He was quite high profile in the town. He was in the newspapers quite a lot, and people quite despairing what to do with him. And AJ, my worker, who she just built a relationship and eventually found him some private rented accommodation in East Grinstead, which we visited last year. And what was really lovely there, he was clean, he settled, he's become a part of the community. And I actually bumped into him when he was actually helping with the shopping from one of the other residents coming in. And his life is now stable and transformed. But the story I'd really like to focus on is which is a recent client of ours, and I'll read it out because in the words of my member of staff, working with a client for a year and a half, she's been a repetitive homelessness case and been in and out of our services. She has never had her own tenancy and has been a rough sleeper. She was a child in care. And after leaving, she unfortunately became a victim of domestic abuse in nearly all her relationships, both partners, and families. This had a major impact on her self-esteem and mental and physical health, and thus she understandably comes across with a very angry and hard exterior. She's very untrusting of many people, and she really struggles to take any care of her own issues. Even though she is an incredibly caring person and will support others to sort their lives out, she will completely neglect and sabotage her own. It's taken her a year and a half to develop the trust between the client and me, the support worker, to the point when she's now opening up. She's a very capable and smart young lady. The support she has really needed is for someone to positively build her confidence. And with regular support to appointments, she's now engaging with WORTH, which is the domestic violence, and she's getting her life back on track. And she hasn't self-harmed for 4 months, which is a massive achievement for her. She now acknowledges the problems she has experienced in her life, have seen her noticing. So, for example, if she is in relationships and there's some violence, she gets out of it quickly. We're working towards her being accepted for supported accommodation. But importantly, she acknowledges that she deserves to have a good future. And I think what this story tells me is long, patient work. We heard about Jesus in the extremes, you know, of 40 years of fasting, and he went through extremes. And I think for myself, what I hear in the gospel is a God who's not remote, but a God who's in those extremes. And my prayers are that he is with this young woman at this moment. So I thank you so much for inviting me, for hearing a little bit more about our charity. I do encourage you to support us with the Lent Challenge, and because money does make a difference to us. But above all, open your hearts to people who are homeless, because they're local people, they're your people, and we can make a difference. Thank you very much.